From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Authorities say the would-be car bombing suspect made a test run before botching his plan last weekend. Faisal Shahzad was arrested aboard an Emirates plane at JFK International Airport Monday. His name had been put on the no-fly list only hours before he bought his ticket. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says customs officials who noticed Shahzad's name on the passenger manifest made a good catch.
Yeah, there was some luck involved. To the extent he was apprehended and caught in 53 hours or so, there was a lot of good law enforcement.
Airlines are now required to check the no-fly list within 2 hours of receiving notification of updates instead of every 24 hours. President Obama is still contemplating his choices for Supreme Court nominees to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president met with two Republican senators about a nomination to the court.
The president had separate one-on-one meetings with Senator John Kyle of Arizona and Orrin Hatch of Utah. Both are on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and both opposed President Obama's last Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor. Neither senator talked to reporters at the White House, but Hatch put out a statement asking Mr. Obama not to make a divisive choice. After the highly contentious health care debate, Hatch wrote, it is more important than ever that the president choose someone who will get overwhelming support from the American people and the United States Senate. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said these meetings were a result of phone conversations the president had with the senators over the past several weeks. Mr. Obama has now talked about the Supreme Court vacancy with every member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Greek bank workers are striking today to protest the deaths of three people during a demonstration at a bank in Athens. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy says there is growing anger in Greece over wage and pension cuts being implemented to offset European bailouts to deal with the country's massive debt.
Stun grenades and tear gas canisters exploding across the streets of central Athens. Chaotic scenes as riot police battle protesters. By mid-afternoon, the tragic events inside one bank set on fire became clear. Two women and a man died, the building apparently struck by a petrol bomb. The demonstrators say the government's harsh package of austerity measures have provoked the anger.
I'm so angry, I don't want to speak anymore. I'm ready to kill people.
It's time to rise up. For revolution.
The protest attracted ordinary Greeks who are facing real pressure by the government's new measures.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy. Fallout from the Greek debt crisis caused Japan's markets to suffer their worst single-day loss since March 2009. The Nikkei is down 3%. This is NPR News. Two civilian workers are being treated for injuries after an explosion that blew apart an Army populations building in Huntsville, Alabama. As Bobby Milk from member station WLRH reports, investigators are still trying to figure out what happened.
The explosion occurred at Redstone Arsenal's Amerdeck facility. That's Aviation Missile Research, Development, and Engineering Center. Army personnel and engineers on the scene would not speculate as to what exactly caused the blast, but the building's purpose is to demilitarize solid rocket proponents, namely isolating ammonium perchloride, a volatile oxidizer used in rocket fuel. The building does not require workers to occupy the facility at all times, but two of the three civilian contractors working at the site sustained burns from the blast. It is also specially designed to allow energy from such an explosion to exit the building, minimizing the risk of fatalities. Authorities at Redstone say they are keeping the workers in their thoughts and prayers, but are happy to see the building function properly. Federal investigators are at the scene. Bobby Milk, NPR News, Huntsville.
Reports from France say searchers have found the black box recorders from the Air France plane that crashed into the Atlantic last June. 228 people were killed in the disaster. Air France Flight 447 was en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris when it went down. Federal prosecutors are appealing a judge's decision allowing the release of eight militiamen and one woman pending trial on charges of trying to overthrow the U.S. government. A judge in Detroit has lifted a stay against bail for the suspects, rejecting government arguments that doing so would endanger the public. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.